In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. So our reading this morning has us consider a man who was blind, and when he heard Jesus, he began to yell out and cry out for our Lord to have mercy on him. People, of course, began to try and calm him down, but that didn't work. So the blind man continued to yell out. Eventually, he got what he wanted. They ended up bringing him to Christ. I have to say that each time I hear this story, I begin to think of one of my children, and the child that I think about is Nicholas. Nicholas is, of course, our first child, and today Nicholas is a pretty calm young man. I'd like to think that he has pretty good manners, and our Nicholas is quite polite as well. When he was young, well, that was not always the case. Our Nicholas could be the opposite of calm in every way you can possibly imagine. One of the things with our son, when he was younger, he had a hard time being separated from Presbytera and I. I remember we actually tried, and I emphasize the word tried, to leave him at daycare. And when we would do that, he would literally cry from the time we dropped him off until we picked him up. And this would not just go on for 1 week, but weeks and weeks and weeks. We baptized Nicholas. I remember that he cried for his mother from the time I said, "Blessed is our God," until I handed him to his mom after I said through the prayers of our Holy Fathers. I remember when we would go to the YMCA, we would leave him in those little daycare areas, and every single time, without fail, someone would come out and say, "Nicholas is having a hard time. I think you need to come and get him." So like the blind man today, Nicholas was very persistent when he wanted his parents. The blind man was persistent as well in crying out for Christ. Eventually, he too got exactly what he wanted. But it's interesting, though, who it was that ended up bringing him to Jesus. It was the very people who tried to stop him from going to Christ. Today, I think it's important that we consider the blind man, but also the bystanders who were trying to quiet this man, but who eventually were the ones who brought him to Christ. So our reading again comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, and Christ is now approaching the city of Jericho, and as he's approaching, a great crowd begins to form there. And there's a man who's blind who was sitting by the side there, and he begins to notice something a little different. He begins to hear noise greater than usual, and he begins to wonder what's going on. So he asks some of the other people there, and he says, "What is all this noise?" And they said to him, "Well, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And as we heard in the scripture, that is all this man needed to hear. He begins to make a huge commotion, and he begins to cry out and yelling for Jesus. But it's important that we note how he does this. He says something specific. He says, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." This is a very specific title. Son of David. It means that this man is able to recognize who Jesus is. He recognizes that this Jesus is not just some prophet. He recognizes that this Jesus isn't some teacher or some rabbi, but he realizes he is the Messiah. He is the one that can have mercy and the one that can heal him as well. In his blindness, he sees even what the disciples were unable to truly understand yet. The blind man was like a little child who recognized his parent's voice and begins to cry out to find comfort from their parent. The people around them, though, again, begin to try and calm him down. They try and quiet him because the noise he is making, but he's having none of it. Instead, he keeps shouting. He keeps trying to get to the Lord because he knows what they do not know. He knows that Jesus is able to help him. Now, the people trying to quiet the blind man, I think, may have been well-intentioned. Maybe they were thinking to themselves that this blind man might get in trouble if he keeps up all this noise. Or maybe they thought that all this crying really wouldn't avail to anything anyways. Now, thinking about him, though, I thought about sometimes the things that I do. Thinking about the people who tried to stop this blind man from going to Christ, I began to think about myself a little bit. I thought about the times where I may have stopped someone from getting a little closer to Christ. Maybe because I was too busy to stop and really listen to them. Maybe I didn't take the time to really consider an idea that they have for a new ministry or how to improve one. Maybe in my own family, there were times where my children or even Presbytera came to me, talked to me about something, and I really didn't think it was all that important, but they did. I'm sure I'm not alone in this. I'm sure that all of us can consider a time where we could have helped become a vehicle for someone to grow just a little bit closer to Christ. And today the Lord shows us this, that these people were going to become a vehicle to bring this man closer to Jesus. The reading tells us the Lord eventually does stop and go to this man. But how does he do that? Well, he doesn't walk to him himself, does he? The scripture says, and Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. Here's the point. Our Lord could have easily walked over to him and began the conversation, but instead he includes the very people who tried to stop him. And Jesus includes all of us as well. He includes us in bringing people closer to him. Just a few weeks ago, our Lucia was doing a little bit of begging herself. She was begging us to light a candle. We had just received this candle that had a cross on it, and she was being, as Lucia can sometimes be, quite persistent. And at one point, she wants to light the candle during dinner so we can do our prayer around the candle. Now, this particular day, Presbytera and I had a little bit of a long day. We just finished dinner. And even though it was a nice request and it wasn't that big of a deal, we really weren't feeling it. So we told her no. Lucia, of course, did not give up. Now, in the evening, when we want our children to do their prayers, it's not something that they really are looking forward to doing. Stopping watching TV in order to go to bed is not something they love to do. And stopping watching TV in order to do prayers is certainly not something that they want to do. But because of this candle, Lucia did want to do her prayers. The point is this. Her persistence paid off, but I had to open myself up to realizing that it was actually a good thing. I had to be the one to help her light that candle. And in the end, that candle helped us both see Christ just a little bit better. My friends and my family in Christ, there will be times in our lives that we may be the ones that see Christ clearly. In those situations, you must be persistent. But there are certainly times where we are those who do not see what someone else sees. In those times, it's important to take a second, step back, say a little prayer, because our Lord might be calling you to bring that person or that situation to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.